Friends, we have now come to the final part of today's class, which is the sutta exposition. And for today, the sutta is a Chaka Sutta from Anguttara Nikaya, the Book of Force, Sutta number 31. We will first have a read-through of the sutta, after which we will invite Bhante to take us through the sutta. Bhikkhus, there are these four wheels. When these four wheels turn, those devas and humans who possess them soon attain greatness and abundance of wealth. What for? Dwelling in a suitable locality, relying on good persons, right resolution, and merits done in the past. These are the four wheels. When these four wheels turn, those devas and humans who possess them soon attain greatness and abundance of wealth. When a person dwells in a suitable locality and makes friends with the noble ones, when he has formed right resolutions and done deeds of merit in the past, grain, riches, fame and reputation along with happiness accrue to him. This is from the Chaka Sutta from Anguttara Nikaya, Book of Force, Sutta number 31, translated by the Bhikkhu Bodhi. And now we invite Bhante to give an exposition on this sutta. Bhante, please.
Chaka Sutta centers around the conditions that we need if we want to be rich. It's a very short discourse, nevertheless, it's extremely important for the lay Buddhist's followers who wish to be rich. However, before we proceed with, we need to understand what it means to be rich. Or what do we mean by being rich? According to the Dhamma, we do not recognize anyone as rich just because that person has a lot of wealth. So first of all, let's understand the Buddha's definition for being rich. In Andha Sutta, Buddha talks about three types of men. He says that there is one man who is completely blind. Buddha compares this blind man to a human being who doesn't know how to achieve material wealth or spiritual wealth. So he is a blind person. Then there's another man who has only one eye, one-eyed person. So this person has been compared to another human being who is very rich materially but blind spiritually. He doesn't have spiritual qualities. Then there is the third one, the one who has got two eyes with perfect eyesight. This is the ideal one from the Buddha's point of view. This is the human being who achieved great wealth and success materially, and also he has achieved spiritual cultivation, spiritual growth. So this is the ideal Buddhist follower that we recognize as a rich person. So according to the Dhamma, those who follow the Buddha's teaching, we must strive to achieve both material wealth as well as spiritual wealth. Then only you can be considered as a rich person from the Buddhist point of view. So Chakkasutta talks about four types of wheels. The term chakka itself means the wheel. So Buddha says that there are these four wheels. What are these four wheels? Living in a suitable locality, rely on good people, right resolution, and merits done in the past. These are the four wheels. So those human beings and divine beings who possess these four wheels, when these wheels turn, they come into greatness and achieve abundance of wealth. So here what it means, these four wheels will help us to achieve both material and spiritual wealth. But this statement of the Buddha is very important because he says, those human beings and divine beings who have these four wheels, when these four wheels turn, then only they will come to greatness and achieve great wealth. So friends, there might be some human beings who already have these four wheels, but they do not become rich because they don't turn these four wheels. So remember, not only one must have these four wheels, that person also must move these four wheels in order to become great and achieve abundance of wealth. Now it is very interesting, the Buddha used the term chakka, the wheel here, for these four conditions. It is for a simple reason. If you look at, the wheels help us to go from one place to another place. It is a kind of power, and the power will be generated only when it's moved. Just because the wheels are there, it does not generate any force unless they move. In the same manner, even though a human being were to have all these four conditions, until that human being used these four conditions, that human being will not achieve any success. On the other hand, the wheel is also important here because the wheel helps us to go from one place to another place. In the same manner, wheels, these four conditions, help us to transform ourselves to become rich human beings. Here, rich should be understood both in material and spiritual sense of the word. Now, when we look at these four wheels, there's another thing we can understand. These four wheels are interconnected and interrelated. If you manage to turn one wheel, all the other wheels also start moving. So that is the beauty of it again, because they are connected. So the moment that you are moving one wheel, automatically other wheels also start to move. And this will be clearer later when we discuss these four factors further. The third point we need to take note, the fourth wheel seems like the foundation for first three wheels. In other terms, the first three wheels seems that they are the outcome of the fourth wheel. So this point also will be clearer when we go along with the discussions. The fourth point to be noted, in the discourse on blessings, Mangala Sutta, Buddha talks about 38 factors, conditions, which lead to great success, both in material and spiritual sense of the word, for the human beings. So these four wheels also can be seen among these 38 points of blessings that the Buddha talks about in the Mangala Sutta. Okay, so with this understanding, and let's proceed with to understand these four factors a little bit more. The first wheel is living in a suitable locality. That's extremely important if we were to achieve success. The Buddha says, living in a suitable locality is a great blessing. Patirupa desa vasocha. So friends, do not take it for granted. In this world, there are countries, there are places where there is political instability, war and violence emerge in these areas. Groups of people are conflicting, fighting with each other to control. Imagine that you were to be born in such a place where there is no political stability, where there is terrorism, where people have to run for their life, where there is bloodshed every day. Can you imagine that you will achieve any success? Your only struggle will be just to survive. So friends, if we have a peaceful place to live, that we do not have to be fear of our own security, that's a great blessing. Imagine that you were to be born in a place or were to live in a place where there is no social security. For example, there can be places on the earth, regions, where drug lords take control. So underworld activities will be very vibrant. There is no place for a righteous human being to live. So can you imagine that you can achieve any kind of success in such a place? If you were to be born in such areas or were to live, that is impossible. Again, friends, on this earth, there are places where there are no basic facilities. There are places where there's no enough where there are no enough resources. There's no food, shelter. There's no rain. There's no natural disasters, the resources, or full of natural disasters. And some of the places, you do not have basic facilities like water, medicine, or education. Imagine that if you were to be born in such a place, or were to live in such a place, you won't achieve much success. Again, on this earth, there are places where there is no freedom of thinking. There's no freedom in the sense of spiritual sense of the word, there's no religious freedom. There are places where the racism and the religious fanaticism spring forth and become vibrant forces. Imagine that you were to live or were to be born in such a place where these extremists live and control. You will not have freedom of thinking. Spiritual development is impossible. And if you were to think differently and behave differently, perhaps you will be punished severely or can be even executed. So friends, we all need to understand how fortunate we are, many of us. We are living in suitable locality. As long as there is stability, security, peace, social harmony, racial and religious harmony, as long as there is economic and social conditions that need for the human beings to progress, as long as there are basic facilities and basic human rights, and these are the ideal places. So Buddha says to have these is a great blessing, because when you have these, you have the necessary ground, necessary resources for you to come up and progress further and achieve greater success as a human being, both in materially and spiritually. So this is the first wheel. The moment you lose this first wheel, it is unlikely that you will get the other wheels. So when you have these wheels and you can make a greater progress and greater success. But the problem with the human beings, there are many human beings who are born with this first wheel, but they take it for granted. They do not understand it. The second wheel is also extremely important. The second wheel is rely on the good people. Now, when we have the first wheel, which is the suitable environment for our material and spiritual cultivation, the second wheel, which is the rely on the good people, and they will give us the boost, they will energize us, they will influence us to achieve our goal. The friends are extremely important. The Buddha emphasized so much about having right friends. Because if you do not have the right friends from the right beginning, then you are not moving towards the right direction. Friends can be influenced greatly. Therefore, the Buddha singled out having good friends is the first factor to be awakened. Noble friends is the first factor. And in the Mangala Sutta, at very beginning, very clearly Buddha says, Asevana cha balanang panditanang cha sevana. Keep away from those evil, wicked, immoral, unwholesome people. They are fools. In the Buddha's teaching, these people are known as fools. Then, panditanang cha sevana, associate wise human beings, pandita. So this is a very important point, because friends can influence us in a such a way, either in a good or bad direction. So if you associate good friends, you will be influenced by them, you will move towards the right direction, both in material and spiritual success. I mean, to achieve both success. In Digajanu Sutta, Buddha defined who are the good people that you can rely on. the second wheel. He said, these good people can be old, can be young, does not matter. But there are these four marks that you must look for. And if you find these four marks, these are the people that you can rely on. So what are these four marks? They are known as Saddha, Sila, Jaga, and Panya. Saddha here means faith in the Triple Gems. Whatever human being has the great faith in the Noble Triple Gems, that human being is moving towards the right direction. He will keep away from evil. He will move towards the positive, constructive, and wholesome direction. He will achieve every success, both material and spiritually. When you have Saddha, you are deeply rooted in the Triple Gems. You are heading towards the light. So look for those people who have true faith in the Triple Gems, Saddha. Second mark, these people must have morality, upholding righteous principles, justice, righteousness, equality, and upholding noble principles of refraining from evil, wicked, immoral, unwholesome actions, and dedicating oneself to fulfill and cultivate those wholesome qualities. So this is the second mark, accomplished in virtue, morality. Third mark, generosity. And these people are very generous. They are not self-centered. They are open-minded, very generous. Generous with their advice, generous with their knowledge, generous with whatever they have. And if you have these friends, then as your business colleagues or as your working colleagues, when they are generous, when they are having virtue, when they are full of faith in the Triple Gems, they will help you in every sense of the word. So whatever business that you are going to do, whatever endeavor that you are going to take, that will be successful because these people will help you. You can rely on them. They are trustworthy people. So generous should be understood in that sense, not only generous with money, but generous with ideas, concepts, knowledge, and guiding, and counseling, in every aspect of the words. And the fourth mark you should look for, wisdom. And these human beings, they understand the true nature of this world. Nothing is permanent, everything is subject to change and disappear. So no point of being so selfish and narrow-minded, but understand things are fleeting. So while you are living here and now, and live as decent, wise human beings, these people will have detached discernment. It means they can see things as they are. They will not cling unnecessarily. So Buddha said, look for these people who has these four qualities: faith in the Triple Gems, endowed with great morality, and who are also generous and wise. If you find these people, whether they are younger or older, it does not matter. And Buddha says, converse with them, talk to them, associate them, engage in dialogue with them, learn with them, and listen to them. Not only that, imitate them, emulate them, follow them. So these are the advice the Buddha gave in Vyagapajja Sutta or Digajana Sutta. So this is called the second wheel. So suppose now you have first wheel, which is necessary conditioning for the development and progress, then you have these good people surrounded and ready to help you. This is the second wheel. Third wheel is the right resolution. even though you have these two wheels, and the third wheel, which is the right resolution, is extremely important, because this is what will make you, this is what will set you up towards the right direction. Right resolution here means, with these conditioning and the noble friends, you will come to a point, I want to do this in my life. I want to start this business, or I want to start this company, or I want to start studying this subject. I want to be a doctor or lawyer, or I want to be this or that. Whatever related to your material cultivation and spiritual development. So you will set up your resolution. You will set up your map. You will set up your target, your goal. This is called attasammapaniditya. Setting yourself to a righteous course. Here, righteous course means to achieve both material and spiritual success. In this aspect, the Buddha talks about three types of energies, three types of forces, what we call virya. And you must have arambadhatu virya. You must have energy, you must have vigor, you must have a kind of enthusiasm to start something. And this is called arab virya, to starting, to effort to start something new. Not only that, you need to have nikkama dhatu. Nikkama dhatu here means whatever the work that you start, you must continue, and you must have energy, power, and ability to overcome any kind of obstacle on the path to success. You need to navigate in turbulent waters. Things are evolving day by day. In every new situation, you need to navigate. You need to go to the right direction. You need to have a lot of vigor for this. So this is called nikkama dhatu virya, to sustaining energy. Then the third one is parakkama dhatu virya, means to accomplish the task. Whatever the business, or whatever the project, or whatever your course that you start, and then you must accomplish it, come to fulfillment of it. So as long as a human being has got these three types of virya, that human being is bound to achieve greater success. So this is called right resolution. Have the right determination and the right set of mind. On top of it, in Buddhist texts also talk about four types of mental powers. They are also important here. They are known as, in fact, four bases of mental powers. Iddipada. First of all is the desire. A desire to do something, to desire to achieve something. This is called chanda. So when you have a strong desire to do something wholesome, and then you will have the second force, which is virya, energy. The moment you have a desire to do something, the energy will automatically flow. So this is simply what it means. Where there is a will, there is a way. As long as you have desire to do it, the energy will follow. Chanda and virya. Third one is chitta. Right resolution, right mindset, right thinking. How should I achieve it? Chitta, your thinking, your planning. Fourth one is vimansa, analyzing. Once in a while, you must evaluate your success. You must constantly watch whether you are moving towards the right direction, whether you are achieving your goal, whether you are achieving your material and spiritual goals, keeping the balance. So friends, when someone has all these, this is called the third wheel, right resolution. Now the fourth one is the merits done in the past is the fourth wheel and one of the most important wheel here. Pubecha katha punyata. The Buddha says in Mangala Sutta, having done merits in the past is a great blessing. Why it is so? Because merits will create these necessary conditions. For example, if we have done merits in this life and moving forward, when we are reborn, we will be reborn with the first three wheels and the fourth one. So merits, in fact, is the base here. As the Buddha pointed out, Idanandati pechanandati katapunyo ubhayattanandati. Those who do merits, they become happy, joyful here and now. They will become happy and joyful after the death. Biyonandati sugatingato. Being born in a favorable conditions, that person extremely become joyful and delighted. So these favorable conditions are the first three wheels. You will be born in a suitable locality. You will come across noble human beings who can influence you. And you also will have the right resolution, right direction. Punyani paralokasming patitta honti panina. It is only the merits that will come forward for the well-being and happiness of those who are dead and gone. So what goes beyond the death is, what beneficial force that goes beyond the death is the merits. The demerit is not a beneficial force. The demerits or dark forces also follow after the death, but they cannot bring anything good to us. So the merit is the most beneficial, wholesome karmic forces. They can create the conditions for the three wheels to appear. Merit is also a term that we use to mean wholesome habits, tendencies, and inclinations. Suppose you repeatedly engage in wholesome actions, for an example. These actions, when you repeatedly do them, they become habits. They strongly imprinted in your mind. So when you die and reborn, these habits will follow. So naturally, a person who does merits will have tendency towards meritorious actions. So this is called double blessings, because once you are born with these three wheels, you will still have the inclination to cultivate them further and further. So as a result, moving forward, your life will become greater and greater, and you are moving from light to light. So this is why I said the fourth wheel is the foundation for the other three wheels. So friends, these four wheels are extremely important for all of us to achieve both material and spiritual success in our life, especially for the lay Buddhist followers. You need to be rich both materially and spiritually. But one thing I would like to emphasize, as the Buddha said in the sutta itself, he says, monks, when those human beings and devas who possess these four wheels, when the wheels move, then they will achieve greatness and abundance of wealth. So remember, just because you have these four wheels, it will not make much success, much progress. You must make them move. So it means there are some human beings who are born with these four wheels, but they just take them for granted. Born to be in a suitable environment and everything is perfect. Mother and father, they are very rich, so they have provided everything. Got good education. And got good people, but they just eat and drink and go clubbing and pubbing and just spend the time. And very soon they will become very old, and when they are very near to death, perhaps they might wake up. So what I said is, some people are having these four wheels, but they don't understand how fortunate they are. I hope all of you understand how fortunate all of you are, because all of you have these four wheels to some extent, to great extent, to some others. Okay, so this is enough as a sharing.